I'd like to continue. I want to give honor to the indigenous in so many ways. We're not only having the courage to start coming out, but showing us some of their ways. There has been fear for so long that modern society would somehow take that which was sacred and ruin it. And what is happening in this shift is different. For now, they're seeing that many are coming to them, the earth keepers, and are saying, show us what we need to know. There is so much evidence, dear ones, of what the premise of this entire series is about. We talk about that of seeds from the stars. We talk about processes that they had that we are emulating now, tones that they had. The tones are multi-purpose, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment. They don't just be sitting there or learned in order to then send signals. There's more. I'll get to that in the next channel. But there is so much evidence in plain sight of what we are saying here today. If you would go from this place and tell a friend who doesn't understand this or what you're doing, where would you begin? It's very difficult to sell somebody who has not heard this truth, or perhaps doesn't want to, and has the consensus reality of what they grew up with. It's so hard for them when you say, what if we were seeded from the stars long ago? What if there was a Lemuria, a real Lemuria? And what if in that Lemuria there were things we can emulate, knowledge we can glean, processes that were new, original, core truth? What if? That is what is going to be slowly discovered. But already there are many places on this planet where this is believed. It didn't come from me. Let me take you to two. There are those in this room, I know, who have been to a faraway place in the southern hemisphere called Rapa Nui. Others call it Easter Island. It's the place where all of the carved heads in stone are. Those stone heads, they weigh 13 tons each. You know, the Egyptian stones only weighed 3. And yet they took those stones from the quarry and moved them all over the island. And all of them face inward. And they were not gods. They were ancestors. Every stone represented an ancestor looking over the island, and they carved them as family members to help them, except for 7. There are 7 of those magnificent big stone heads, very tall, that face the ocean. And when you go to Rapa Nui and you ask the indigenous, what are those 7 and why do they face the ocean? They will say, these were the 7 voyagers that started our island. These are the ones that came from the north. These were from Lemuria. The very story that we have given you about the ones who went from Lemuria in the canoes and went south is then echoed by the indigenous. And it's not mythology, for they built the stones where they landed And they talk about a story involved and why they came and why they went back and what they brought from Lemuria, right where we said Lemuria was. But the most enchanting and long-lived one, the story that is still there today for you to see, is right at the heart of Australia. The Red Center, they call it, Ayers Rock, some call it. There's a tribe called the Ainu. And they reflect a belief all over the Aborigine tribes of Australia. Lately, in the last decade, DNA has confirmed, absolutely confirmed, that these indigenous of that great land have been there, looking like they do now, living like they do now, believing what they do now, for 60,000 years. That flies in the face of all sociology who will tell you when civilization began. And they'll give you the rules of what creates a civilization, and among them are written languages and religion. They didn't have to have either to have a civilization with core truth. And why am I telling you this? Because when you go to the Red Center of Australia and you talk to an elder, who would be a woman, and you talk to a shaman, who would be a woman, and if she opened up to tell you what she knows, she would say this: we come from the Seven Sisters. We've come from the Pleiadians. There's even a cave there where you can see the depiction of the landings that they say happened. And then they go on to say, and the Star Mothers are still here. And they refer to those whose names you cannot pronounce, the Star Mothers, in sacred areas you're not supposed to go to, that the women are in charge of. The very same things that I told you about Lemuria that seemed unbelievable and outlandish and strange and odd and laughable to some are echoed in all of their beliefs and have been around for thousands and thousands of years. Dear ones, we are just now reiterating and rediscovering what has always been a truth. This is not the New Age story. This is Earth's story. I'll be back.